High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Aviva Rosenkranz is the Director of Community Engagement at CAMERA in Israel, and that is the Committee for Accuracy in the Middle East. A very, very good morning to you, Aviva. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you so much, Harry. Thank you for having me on the show.
A great pleasure. So, I mean, this is, never mind since October the 7th, it's been before, but since October the 7th, you can't have a minute's peace or a minute to relax, given the amount of misinformation, deliberate misinformation that has been coming your way. How do you manage that?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, as you said, we've been covering this since 1982. So the challenge of countering and confronting the media and ensuring that the media is accurately portraying Israel in the conflict is not a new subject for us. And in times of war, it always gets more difficult, more challenging, and we have to be, you know, on it 24/7 practically. So it's not new, but yes, you're right. The amount of bias, misinformation coming from all different directions is an overwhelming amount since October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, we've dealt with this to different degrees in the past, so we kind of,
it's not your first rodeo, as they say in the classics.
Yeah, exactly. We have about 20 researchers that have their different beats covering the U.S., the U.K., Spain, Israel, Arabic media that's connected to Western media outlets like the BBC or Sky News or France 24. So everyone just kind of barrels down and gets right to it. And doesn't stop until we get the right information out there.
Who are the biggest culprits?
Oh, that's a hard one. I shouldn't say it's a hard one. You're in America, you kind of have the typical, the New York Times, the LA Times, Washington Post. Mm. However, in the beginning, we did see decent coverage coming out of the New York Times, which was a happy surprise for us, and out of CNN. But recently, there's been in the last few months or so, or even longer, there's definitely been a change in that respect. The BBC has us going over every single day. I would say every week, CAMERA is referred to in the Telegraph in the UK. In regards to getting corrections or sending in requests or exposing issues within the BBC, specifically BBC Arabic. Mm. If we're talking about BBC Arabic, since October 7th, we have received 119 corrections.
Wow. Wow.
Just in BBC Arabic. And something that we've discovered is that the media, the information coming out of BBC Arabic is then translated into 20 different languages, including Swahili, Chinese, Hindi, and many more. And because of our corrections, BBC Arabic didn't go out of their way to ensure this change. We did. We then looked into these different media outlets that have, you know, are taking in a publishing news out of BBC Arabic and asked for corrections. So we ended up getting, in addition to getting corrections in BBC Arabic, we then got corrections in 20 more languages.
But why?
They're outside CAMERA's realm. We don't normally cover those.
It's actually incredible, because you would think that then they would, it's got to be embarrassing for them, or a blight on their credibility, that you aren't, that they're having these corrections all the time. Surely they would then be a little bit more cautious, knowing that they are being watched.
So in some outlets we do see that, and in general, that's the beauty of corrections, is that if you're dealing with a legitimate news site and a legitimate journalist, which is why we only cover mainstream media. We don't deal with the fringe outlets.
Yes.
Because
there's no point.
They have their own agenda.
Right.
Right, exactly. When you're dealing with legitimate media, and legitimate journalists, they do care. They are embarrassed by it. And we have seen in the past their editors come out and, you know, publicly kind of publicly kind of shame them in a way of, let's not make this mistake anymore, and putting out strong editorial notes, removing full articles that we've seen issues or discovered issues with and exposed it. So they are embarrassed by it. You're right. On the other hand, you know, there's also the sensationalist aspect of it. They're trying to get the information out as fast as possible. They're trying to keep up with each other, keep up with the other news outlets. And you know, Jews, Israelis being the oppressor, killing innocent Arabs, sells more
absolutely.
Than the other way around. So we're dealing with all kinds of different aspects of it, all kinds of different reasons. So I don't, you know, there's no one answer to it.
Right.
But pressing them and exposing it and getting the corrections, it does make a difference because it's draining their resources. It's questioning their credibility. It's hurting their viewership, and you know, all of the above.
What about Al Jazeera?
So, because Al Jazeera is Qatari funded, we don't. They have their own agenda, so we don't really cover Al Jazeera.
Mm.
For example, just to compare, France 24, BBC, or Sky News, or Al Jazeera, these are all outlets that are connected to the West. They have to stand. They have to adhere to the same Western standards of their English counterparts.
Right.
Whereas Al Jazeera has their own agenda. They don't have. They have their own standards. They don't really, you know. So unless we saw something really outrageous that maybe we would address. For example, we got a correction many years ago because Al Jazeera reported that Israel opened its dams into Gaza.
Yes, I remember that one. That was that's become quite famous. Well, how laughable that was.
Yeah. We don't have a dam. It just rained really hard. Israel was flooded too.
Right,
so
right.
It was, they actually corrected it because it was so absurd. Otherwise, we don't really deal. That's why I specifically mentioned Arabic media connected to Western media outlets.
Right.
A great example before October 7th in France 24, we, you know, my colleagues discovered in the Arabic department that several journalists that were part of France 24 on their social media, identifying as France 24, were praising Hitler full on over and over again on their social media and different anti-Semitic comments. And two of them were fired.
That's brilliant. So it really does.
And France 24 took care of it right away. They jumped on it and you know, so that's the difference when you're dealing with
a legitimate,
the West, I guess.
That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. But what a fascinating conversation. Thank you for that we were chatting to Aviva. She is the Director of Community Engagement at CAMERA in Israel, and that's the Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting and Analysis.